You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Connecticut woman, 33, calls 911 screaming, "Please help us, he's hitting us with a baseball bat." When police get there, Abdul Rahim Suleiman jumps from a second-story window into a dumpster. Covered in blood, he crawls out of the dumpster, still swinging the bat at the officers. When he's subdued, cops find the woman who called 911 and her two sons bleeding profusely from what cops describe as holes in their heads. Mom and 4-year-old Eli Escobar expected to survive. 6-year-old Jathan dies of injuries.
Nancy, Mom, Eli, and Jathan are rushed to the hospital with grave injuries. Jathan is pronounced brain dead upon arrival. His family holds on to hope for a miracle, but the 6-year-old passes away a week later. The children's mother told police she only recently married Suleiman and that the 38-year-old had been smoking angel dust, otherwise known as PCP, before the attack with a metal baseball bat.
Abdul Rahim Suleiman, 38, now charged with murder, assault, and injury to a child. Florida Highway Patrol flips on red and blue lights when Joel Wallace speeds past. He refuses to stop, goes on a high-speed chase to his home. Then he sits in his car, ignoring patrol orders to get out. When he finally gets out, he surrenders with white residue all over his nose. It tests positive for cocaine, which he evidently tried to conceal by snorting it all. Joel Wallace, 40, now charged with drug possession, eluding, and tampering. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Athens, Georgia, the man accused of killing a nursing student whose body was discovered on the University of Georgia campus has now appeared in court for a key motions hearing. This comes just weeks before his trial is set to begin. Jose Ibarra stands charged with the February murder of 22-year-old Laken Hope Riley, a student at Augusta University's College of Nursing. According to a 10-count indictment, Ibarra is accused of striking Riley in the head, asphyxiating her, and attempting to sexually assault her. Ibarra has pleaded not guilty to all charges. In an earlier hearing this August, Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard announced plans to begin jury selection November 13th, with the trial expected to follow the next week. Riley's body was found on February 22nd near popular running trails after a friend reported her missing when she didn't return from a morning jog. Investigators believe the attack was random. Ibarra was arrested the following day and remains in custody without bond. The charges against Ibarra are serious and extensive. He faces one count of malice murder, 3 counts of felony murder, and additional charges including kidnapping, aggravated assault, and aggravated battery. He's also charged with peeping into a campus apartment window on the day of the murder, leading to a peeping Tom charge. At Friday's hearing, the court addressed several key motions from the defense, including a request to move the trial due to pretrial publicity and a bid to separate the peeping Tom charge from the murder case. The defense is also challenging certain evidence and expert testimony. In South Carolina, a legal battle is unfolding as death row inmate Richard Moore, set to be executed in just over 3 weeks, is asking a federal judge to shift the power of clemency away from the governor. We hear the latest now from Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Attorneys for Richard Moore, who was sentenced to death for the 1999 murder of a Spartanburg County store clerk, argue that South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has a conflict of interest in Moore's clemency case. As governor, McMaster has the sole authority to reduce Moore's death sentence to life without parole. However, Moore's legal team questions whether McMaster, a former state attorney general, can remain impartial given that his office fought to uphold Moore's sentence during his time as prosecutor. McMaster, known for his tough-on-crime stance, previously stated he had no intention of commuting Moore's sentence when an execution date was set in 2022, though his legal team insists no final decision has been made. A federal court will hear Moore's clemency request this week. Moore, now 59, was convicted of killing James Mahoney during a robbery that escalated into a deadly shootout. Moore has until October 18th to choose his method of execution or face the electric chair.
This could mark only the second execution in South Carolina, following a 13-year pause caused by the unavailability of drugs for lethal injection.
Thanks, John. Kiara Stubbs, 23, the mom of two, works at a Boost mobile store, Birmingham, Alabama. At work, she explains to a coworker she's having trouble with brakes on her car. A male customer, who's a mechanic, overhears and offers to replace her brakes if she'll braid both of his daughter's hair and teach him how to do it himself. She agrees and plans to meet him back at the cell phone shop next day. Her brother drops her off at 9 a.m. and watches her get into the man's burgundy Chrysler 200. Kiara hasn't been seen again. She never told anyone the customer's name. Police cannot identify him. Kiara Stubbs, African American, 5'3", 145 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt with gray leggings. If you have info on Kiara Stubbs, now missing 10 years, call Birmingham PD, 205-328-9311. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With This Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.